Judges chapter 13. The Israelites again did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord handed them over to the Philistines for 40 years. Now there was a certain man of Zoar, from the tribe of Dan, whose name was Manoah. His wife was barren, and had no children. The angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Although you are barren and have no children, you will become pregnant and have a son. Now please be careful. Do not drink wine or strong drink or eat anything unclean, for you will become pregnant and have a son. No razor is to come on his head, for the child will be dedicated as a Nazarite to God from birth. He is the one who will begin to rescue Israel from the hand of the Philistines." Then the woman came and told her husband, "A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of God, very awesome. I didn't ask him where he was from, and he didn't even tell me his name. But he told me, 'You'll become pregnant and have a son. Drink no wine or strong drink, and do not eat anything unclean, for the child will be dedicated as a Nazarite to God from birth to the day of his death.'" Then Manoah prayed to the Lord, "O Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come back to us and teach us how we should raise the child who is to be born." God listened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of the Lord came back to the woman as she sat in the field, but her husband Manoah was not with her. The woman quickly ran and told her husband, "Look, the man who appeared to me the other day has come back." So Manoah got up and followed his wife, and he came to the man and asked him, "Are you the man who spoke to my wife?" He replied, "I am." Then Manoah asked, "Now when your words come true, what is to be the child's rule of life, and what is his destiny?" The angel of the Lord answered Manoah, "Let your wife be careful to do everything I told her. She must not eat anything that comes from the vine. She must not drink wine or strong drink or eat anything unclean. She must do everything that I have commanded her." Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "Please stay with us a while, and we will prepare a young goat for you to eat." But the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "Even if I stay, I will not eat any of your food. But prepare and offer a burnt offering to the Lord." For Manoah did not realize that he was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah asked the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, so that when your words come true, we may honor you?" But the angel of the Lord answered him, "Why do you ask about my name, since it is too wonderful?" So Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering and offered it on the rock to the Lord. The angel performed wonders as Manoah and his wife watched. When the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. Manoah and his wife watched, and they fell with their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord did not appear again to Manoah and his wife. Then Manoah realized that he was the angel of the Lord. Manoah said to his wife, "We will certainly die because we have seen God." But his wife said to him, "If the Lord wanted to kill us, he would not have accepted the burnt offering and the grain offering from our hands, or showed us all these things, or announced such wonderful things as these." Then the woman gave birth to a son and called his name Samson. The child grew, and the Lord blessed him. The Spirit of the Lord began to stir him in Mahane Dan, between Zoar and Eshtaol.